Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. If you have your Bibles, would you open up to the book of Isaiah chapter 1? How many love water baptism services? All right. Incredible moments in the presence of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. I just want to exhort the church tonight and all those that have come from the Word of God. Will the candidates prepare themselves to come and enter the waters of baptism? Isaiah 1, verse 18, it reads, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." It really is our reality outside of Christ. It is our reality outside of Christ. Sins as scarlet, red like crimson. We've all sinned and we've all fallen short of the glory of God. We were born into this world with the mark of sin upon us. And no matter how clean we think we've managed to keep it, sins like scarlet, red like crimson. No matter how good a person we are, sins like scarlet, red like crimson. Every one of us needs Jesus Christ. No matter who we are, no matter where we've come from, every person born into this world needs Jesus Christ. And what an opportunity we have as those alive to receive Him and that He receive us. We may not acknowledge that we need Jesus Christ. We may not accept it. We may reject it. But the truth is that we need Him. Isaiah 1:18, the voice reads, "Come on now, let's walk and talk. Let's work this out. Your wrongdoings are blood red, but they can turn as white as snow. Your sins are red like crimson, but they can be made clean again like new wool. Come now, let us reason together. Come on now, let's walk and talk. Let's work this out." An invitation. There is a voice in the earth calling out, "Come now, let us reason together." It's the Lord calling out, "Come now, let us reason together." If what is marked and marred and filthy can be made pure, if what is soiled and stained and wretched can be made white, why would one not come? And why would one not reason? Why would one not come, and what would be their reason? There's a voice in the earth, and the Lord is calling out every person. He's calling out, "Come and let us reason. Let's take a walk. Let's talk this over. Let's set things right." Dietrich Bonhoeffer said these words, "But they all stood beneath the cross, enemies and believers, doubters and cowards, revilers and devoted followers. His prayer in that hour and his forgiveness was meant for them all and for all their sins. The mercy and love of God are at work even in the midst of his enemies. It is the same Jesus Christ who of his grace calls us to follow him and whose grace saves the murderer who mocks him on the cross in that last hour." Why would God reason with us? Why would God send out this invitation? Why would God cry out, "Come and let us reason together. Let's take a walk." And not just to humanity in general, but to each person. And he calls us each by name. Why would God Almighty reason with us? Are we worthy of this? This blessed invitation. You see, it doesn't matter who we are or what we've done, His grace is calling us to follow Him. It doesn't matter who we are or where we've come from, our past, our present, He's calling us, even in these moments, to journey with Him, to come and reason with Him, to take a walk with Him, and to talk it over with Him, to set things right. It's His grace alone that saves us. Come on now, let's walk and talk. Let's work this out. I love that. It's like a father to a son. Come on now. Let's take a walk. Let's work this out. A Savior to His beloved. Let's take a walk. Let's work this out. Let's walk and talk. And what is the manner of His dialogue? What is the manner of His conversation? John 3, verses 16 to 18. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He who believes in Him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. I ask tonight, do you realize just how much you mean to God? Do we really realize just how much we mean to God? Perhaps it's at the back of our mind, or once it was more out front. Perhaps we've never really thought about it. Never really thought that God cared much about us or even existed or whatever the reason is in our mind or wherever we've come from. But the Bible is true, and the Bible says that God sent His Son into the world to die for us, that we might have life. And He's saying to all of us, come and let's reason. Let's work this out. He's even saying to the backslider tonight, the one that's walked away, to the prodigal tonight, He's saying, come, let's take a walk. Let's work this out. Let's work this out. John 15, verse 13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You see, it doesn't read sinners. Although we are this, but it reads friends. For that's what the Lord misses. That's what the Lord desires. See, this is all about relationship. He's welcoming us back into relationship with Him. And yes, He becomes King and He becomes Lord and He becomes Master. But how beautiful and right that is. He also becomes friend. You see, sin halted the friendship, so God gave everything to repair the breach. This is what it's really all about. This is an invitation into relationship, the relationship that our sin destroyed. This concept is not far from any of us, for we know that sin destroys a lot of relationships on this side of eternity. We know even in this life, sin can destroy a relationship in a moment. Sin can separate, sin rips, it tears apart. And it's the same. That's what it was like way back then. Yet it's not so far from us. And what God's saying is, come and let's take a walk, let's reason together. Let's work this out. He's not willing that any should perish. I don't know what you've been told in the past, but God's not willing that any should perish. He's desperately desiring and seeking that all would find life. And Jesus Christ hung on the cross for those that were already calling themselves His, and those that were the blasphemers, those that were the mockers, those that spit on the ground as He hung and bled on the cross. He was dying for them, that they might find life, if only they would come and reason and walk with Him and talk. Isaiah 1:18, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Wow. the great work of salvation, the great work of redemption. How the perfect, precious blood of Jesus washes us white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. The voice again, come on now, let's walk and talk, let's work this out. Your wrongdoings are blood red, but they can turn white as snow. Your sins are red like crimson, but they can be made clean again like new wool. I ask tonight, will you come and walk and talk with the Lord? There's an invitation. Come and let's reason, let's work this out. To every person, no matter how old we are, no matter our upbringing, no matter what country we've come from, no matter if we're born in Canada or we immigrated to Canada, no matter our social status, no matter our bank account, God is calling out to every single one. Come and let's reason together. Let's work this out. He's calling out to the murderer, the one that's done terrible, terrible things that there's a lot of shame. A lot of shame for, and he's saying, come. Though your sins be like scarlet, though they be red like crimson, let's take a walk, let's reason together, and let's make them white as snow. That's the hope we have. You see, we can grow up in a Christian home and live what we think is a squeaky clean life, but we have to come to that point where we too take a walk with Jesus, where we come, where we listen, and where we reason with the Lord, and we let him work things out. Will you come and walk and talk with the Lord? You know, we don't need to discuss the things that hold people back, that keep people from coming, all the reasons. You see, if we haven't yet come, we know the reason. I love baptism services. I think we all do. People that have come, and people that have left their reason behind and have reasoned with the Lord, people that have responded to the most incredible invitation to have a relationship with God Almighty, to have a relationship, a personal, living, breathing relationship with Jesus Christ. I love baptism services. People that have left their reason behind for not being baptized. How many know a lot of people you talk to nowadays have a lot of reasons why they're not baptized? But I love it because he's come in, they not only left behind their reason for not taking a walk with the Lord, but they've left behind their reason for not stepping into the waters just as Jesus Christ stepped into the waters of baptism and surrendered his life. Acts 8:36-38, it reads, now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down to the water, and he baptized him. The voice reads, eventually the chariot passed by a body of water beside the road. The Ethiopian, since there is water here, is there anything that might prevent me from being ceremonially washed through baptism and identified as a disciple of Jesus Christ? And the message, here's water. Why can't I be baptized? He ordered the chariot to stop. They both went down to the water and Philip baptized him on the spot. If you haven't halted your chariot and walked to the water and been baptized, I ask tonight, what hinders you? There's water. There's water. And we understand what the Bible calls for. The Bible says, repent, be baptized, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the normal Christian life. That's not some mystical, weird thing. That's not some thing for only the radicals. That's normal Christian living. Repent, be baptized, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And God's saying, come, let's take a walk. Let's reason. You're never too old to get baptized. You let the years slip on. never too old. It's a beautiful thing, a public declaration of our faith in Jesus Christ, our belief in Jesus Christ. It's really us in front of our peers, our family members, in front of other believers, in front of those that we don't even know. We're saying, listen, I choose to follow Jesus. No turning back. I leave it behind. I'm living the crucified life, and we know that we communicate that with God Almighty, and we communicate that with the Son of God. But there's something so powerful when we stand in the waters of baptism and declare, I'm all His. I'm all His. There's such power in that. It's beautiful. Let's have the worship team return. What a glorious invitation. You know, there's no greater invitation we can receive. We receive a lot of invitations in life, don't we? Invitations to birthday parties and slumber parties and invitations to weddings, invitations, a lot of different things. There's no greater invitation we can receive than this invitation. God's saying, come now. Let's reason together. Though your sins be red, they can be white. I'll wash you and I'll cleanse you. You know, when you receive an invitation to something great or somewhere great, a person's party that you really admire, what joy when the invitation reaches your hands. Well, the invitation is in our hands tonight. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, God Almighty, the Creator of the universe, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. The one by whom all things exist is saying to us, come now. Let's reason together. He's inviting us into relationship. If you don't know Jesus tonight, come to Jesus. He's everything you need. Turn to Jesus. He's everything you seek. The invitation is in your hands tonight. Don't turn away. If you're here tonight and things aren't right, humble yourself before the Lord. God's calling out. He's ready to pour out His mercy and His grace. Amen. Let's stand. We're going to move into a time of baptism here. Let's just sing this out. Running to your arms, Lord, the riches of your love will always, 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 always be enough. Amen. Let's sing this.